Welcome to the Washington Heights Church weekly podcast. We do this to help people feel at home at WHC, where we help people meet and follow Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the Washington Heights weekly podcast. And one of the things we like to do is to introduce you to the people that aren't always front and center in making things happen at Washington Heights. And I have one of those staff members with me today. It's somebody that really you don't see up in the front at all, but is such a huge and vital part of things that happen not only on Sundays, but also the things that you get to see during the week. And if you've ever seen a video, this is the person responsible for that and a whole lot more, and watching services online and all of that. Today, I want to introduce you to Sean Milner. Sean, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, Roy.
So, Sean, give us a little bit of a sense of what your role is and all the things that you're involved with there.
Well, I basically work in the video production and broadcast production. And so what that entails is making sure our live stream is up and going every week on Sundays, the 9:30 and 11 services that we stream. But then the video production involves things like the faith stories or recap videos or working with the children's ministry to help put their full planned service online as well. So 2020 has been challenging and forced us to get into a lot more digital content.
Yeah, and what a blessing to have you in the role that you are, because along came a pandemic, and from what I know in the groups that I, you know, just chat with, a lot of churches were unprepared for that, but we could make that shift right away for children's and student material to be put online or even, you know, be sent directly to students, and that's because of your capability of just producing that and getting it into a format that could be put out there. And, you know, I think we look at a brief video, maybe that's 3 or 4 minutes, but there's a whole lot more going on behind the scenes, isn't there, Sean? It's kind of like the tip of the iceberg. We see the part that's above ground, but 90% of it is underground. Talk about that, you know, and you reference the faith stories. So somebody gets asked to share their story, and how long does it take for you to put something like that together in the format that we see it?
Well, I think, you know, they definitely vary from person to person, and it's really trying to, you know, explain the purpose behind the faith stories as opposed to, you know, I usually tell people it's not a life story. There's a lot of things that have impacted each one of our lives. But really what we're trying to hone in on a faith story is what ultimately was a defining moment for you when you decided to put your trust in Jesus, and how has that decision impacted your life? And so, again, a life story, there might be a lot of things that have affected your life, but what we're really trying to do is encourage somebody out there who may still not have made that decision to follow Jesus. We're hoping that by using real people and their real life circumstances and having them share their hope and why they have that hope in Jesus, that ultimately it will encourage someone out there, a new person watching online that may have not crossed that line of faith. We're hoping that they relate to the person who is sharing their story and then find that hope of, maybe I'll look into this Jesus thing as well. So that's really what we're trying to do with the faith stories.
Yeah. And so, Sean, if somebody's listening and maybe they, you know, think, well, you know, I've got one of those defining moments, are you open to hearing from them about sharing that story?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I think, you know, that's part of where we're all part of this world and we all have different circumstances. And so hearing from different people coming from different walks of life and different backgrounds always, I think that's the unique thing about trying to share faith stories every week, is to hear from different people who can, and who better to talk to somebody who's struggling through a certain situation than having an interview done with somebody who has already gone through that situation, mm-hmm. but yet still puts their hope and trust in Jesus through it. So very encouraging. And so I think everybody, you know, one of the most common things is when we ask people for faith stories is they're like, oh, mine's not exciting. I've been in church my whole life. I'm like, there is a whole lot of people who've been in church their whole life and haven't made that decision. Yeah. And so everybody has that defining moment of when they chose to cross the line with Jesus. So we would love to hear from them.
Yeah, and every story is relatable, right? No matter what our situation is, there's somebody who's like, yeah, you know what? That's a lot like me. And maybe the specifics are a little different, but we can learn a lot hearing the stories from other people. And we touched briefly on what's happening with children and students right now. And because of the pandemic, those ministries are not meeting on Sunday mornings or during the week. I mean, outside of the worship services right now, nothing is meeting. So, Sean, what are you in conjunction with those ministries doing on a regular basis to get those materials out to children and students? What's happening?
Well, you're going to give a big shout out to people who provide the content and keep the content coming on a weekly basis and even working ahead. And so all the people in the kids ministry, Tammy and Manny, who especially, you know, just keep that content coming and are really concerned about the kids and make an effort to sit down with me and go over how can we best get this information portrayed and what can we do, what type of styles can we film in. And so we're just really, we're experimenting a lot too with different sets, different backgrounds, and really trying to come up with something very unique and very fun and very engaging as far as a way of just keeping kids who are not able to meet, but they can relate to watching on a weekly basis. And so, yep, every week we are producing a full-fledged, about 20-minute production that contains music videos, dancing, singing, as well as a very evangelical message behind it, and just trying to relate to these kids and help them ultimately take that step of putting their hope and trust in Jesus.
Mm. Yeah, it's awesome. I got to tell you, I'm a little hurt. I wasn't asked to be a part of the dancing and singing part, you know, and those are right in my wheelhouse. Actually, they're not.
Sure, I'm sure.
Sean, let's shift gears a little bit. So talk about Sunday morning. So the two services are going on. We have a tech room in the back, and you have quite a crew in there. What's all happening in that room?
There is a lot of moving parts, and it takes a lot of people. But what we've really tried to do is simplify the roles, and so everybody in there has a very important role, but it is not something that you have to be, you know, a heart surgeon or, you know, somebody. You don't have to be majorly skilled. But there are different levels, there are different roles that we have in there. And so some of the things that happen is we've got camera operators, we've got people who run the slides and the graphics and the videos that you see, and we have people who set up in the morning, who just turn everything on, and we've got the guy who does the lights and the sound. And so a lot of moving parts, but there are pieces in there that are very simple to learn. And this past week I had the youngest volunteer we've ever had in there, and a 12-year-old girl, and I'm proud to say that she is my daughter. As during COVID has hit us, volunteers have had to cancel and on the last at the last minute, and so got my daughter in there. It's her first Sunday, and just to speak to the roles and stuff that we have is that she was able to come in during at 7:30 in the morning while the band does their rehearsal, learn how to do the camera, and she was up and running by the 9:30 service and did a great job. And so the roles, while you do need to be detailed and pay attention and pay attention, stay focused, but it's not rocket science.
So if I'm sitting out there and thinking, you know, I really don't have any experience in that, can I be a part of the team?
Oh, guaranteed. We've got different people, and it's one of the things that having worked at the church over the years, it's been something that I've had to learn how to kind of strip down things so that it doesn't take somebody with massive amounts of skill, but more importantly, it takes somebody who has a willing heart, who is excited about what it is that we're trying to do. And what we're trying to do is keep people out there, you know, during this pandemic, especially. We just want to keep people engaged, and we want to keep sharing the good news of Jesus. So definitely anybody from with any level of skill, we have a place for you. And so we've got volunteers, you know, from as young as 12 up to age 80, and there is different parts and pieces all along the way that we can do, different skill levels. So try not to, there's some people who are just satisfied with doing very basic roles, and then there are some others who want more challenging roles. So there's a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And Sean, let me shift gears again, because I know that just something that you've been a part of in your time at Washington Heights, and I believe also before, was some travel to foreign countries, missions type of experiences. Talk about that. What fuels that desire within you to be a part of, you know, God's bigger picture around the world?
Oh, that's probably my defining moment in life is that it's ultimately how I became a follower of Jesus. When I was around 15 years old, my parents took me and my brother on a mission trip to Guatemala. And before that, I was thinking it was just going to be kind of a vacation. I didn't know anything about Guatemala. And so as soon as we stepped off the plane, I kind of realized, you know, we're not in Kansas anymore here. And just saw some very disturbing images, harsh images, just seeing people live in just very difficult situations. And yet on this trip, I remember hearing people saying how good God was to them. Mm. And it was something for me before this trip, I really just kind of thought that, you know, following God is just being a good moral person and going to church and doing the right thing. That's what God was to me. And so I remember hearing these people living such harsh lives, saying how good God was to them. And I remember in my head saying, wow, if I lived like you, I wouldn't say God is good. Mm. And that was like a alarm bell going off in my head, telling me that, wow, you're just kind of playing the religious game here. You really have all your faith is based on what you have. And these people have nothing, yet they had everything. Mm. And so that really just got me to start trying to figure out what I did believe. And so from there, just really started studying, reading the Bible, continued to go on these mission trips, because I was constantly reminded of, wow, it is not about what you have, your circumstances in life. There is a much, you know, the Bible calls it the peace of God that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. And you really see that from the eyes of the poor, of people who have nothing yet can say how good their God is. Mm-hmm. And so that has just fueled so much in my life, and down to the point I just kept going every year from that point, and ultimately met my wife, who is from Guatemala, and I met her 20 years ago on a mission trip. Mm-hmm. And then we've been married, we're coming up on 17 years. And so that mission side, she's a constant reminder of that for me daily.
Mm. I think you just convinced every single guy out there to go on a mission trip, too.
Yes, exactly. That's Jimmy always likes to say, I'm the reason they have rules on the mission trip.
I think you came out far ahead, though, far ahead. You know, Roxana is a delight. And you married up just like the rest of us dudes.
Definitely.
So Sean, let me ask you, as we begin to wind this down here, as I ask, pretty much everybody on this podcast, what is a lesson that you've been learning in recent times? And that's just kind of a wide open question from any part of your life.
Oh, there is so many things that have gone on. I think 2020 has made us question a lot of things and what is the most important thing. And so definitely learning a lot. One of the biggest things that I'm seeing and that I have to just give a huge shout out is just people's willingness to step up in a time like this. And the team that we have, I cannot say enough of. My wife knows I tear up when I talk about it. I tear up with them sometimes. It's just seeing the heart of people being willing to serve in addition to, you know, their normal day work lives and everything. And then they come spend time and help us at the church. It's something that just is a constant thing that inspires me. It breathes life into me just to realize, wow, people sacrifice a lot. They have a bigger picture in mind. They care about people. And so, I mean, that's one of the biggest thing is just challenging me who does work at a church just to keep living with that heart as well, that I get to see this team of people come and do daily. And some of these people who've been there working in production for 10 years or more and just come after their long weeks and are willing and with the smile and excited about seeing the result of what they're doing is life inspiring for me.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, you've done just a great job of shepherding that team and just making it so easy, you know, to step into a role there and to make a difference. And I just do thank you for all that you do, Sean. I know in that whole arena that you operate, there are people who probably lean in a technical direction, and then there are people who lean in a creative direction. And you have both of those skill sets, and boy, that is something just very special. And so you do it well, but it's also creative and fun, and you don't often get those same things in one package there. And so we're just very, very thankful that you're a part of the team, Sean, and thank you for what you do. And I'll tell you, in the future, at least according to the people that I'm listening to out there who are predicting, you know, what life is going to be like on the other side of this pandemic, having online capabilities and seeing things visually is going to be exponentially more important than it has ever been. And it just speaks to how important that role is right now. And so you're not seen a lot, but what you do is seen a lot. And, you know, thank you for the way that you do it, the heart that's behind it, and just the way that you serve so faithfully. Appreciate what you do, man.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. And I'll say goodbye to everybody who's listening. Check us out next time. Hope to see you on the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. Thanks for joining us for the Washington Heights Weekly Podcast. A new podcast will post every Monday. We encourage you to check it out, subscribe to it as well. It'll come into your feed automatically. And if you want to share that with somebody that you know that maybe wants to find out a little bit more about Washington Heights, go ahead and share that. And we look forward to hearing from you as well. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.